Rob, Nia, and I'm going to ask.
Rob
withdraws. Thank you, Rob. Nia.
I know we're about 10 hours behind schedule now.
Yeah.
So I know Mike has to speak. I do have a motion, so maybe I'll wait until after Mike speaks,
great.
But I would like to be first on this dot.
Okay.
Thanks.
That's great. All right. Mike, please complete the report and the report out from the executive session.
I'll kind of merge the two and try to clip through it fairly quickly, Madam Chair. For those of you who were not in executive session, FOSDL was discussed in executive session. And the goal of the executive session was to try to develop strategies in response to some of those issues. There was an extensive discussion about the history and cash shortfalls, and one of the items that came out that I'd like to see as a move forward in this general session is to start that debate off with regard to the auditing and the auditor issues, that we needed a new auditor. We've had one for 5 years, and so I want to move at some point in the context of this brief discussion, I think I had a second from Margaret, but move for the selection of a new auditor for this new fiscal year, because we've had one for 5 years and it's time to change. So that's one point. Second point.
Yeah, I do second that.
Okay. So that's one motion that's on the table. If I can move on and get this done. Second point related to the issue of... Let me get my thoughts collected here. Long-term recovery plans. We're looking at ways to develop long-term recovery plans, and we had an extensive discussion on the development of a litigation risk management plan for the network, and that was exhaustively discussed. There has been there's been an ongoing discussion about the shortfalls at WBAI, which you heard Lonnie express. And in that regard, we had a report from WBAI's task force, of which I've sat in on. WBAI's general manager has come up with about $40,000 in cuts. And in addition to that, in order to make things happen for WBAI, in order for it to meet payroll throughout the year, the task force determined that approximately $110,000 additional funds would be needed. Staff is recommending, and we do not object, that money be obtained through a line of credit or a loan. And so that issue is on the table. Further in clicking through some of the executive session items, National Finance is charged with doing some austerity measures, evaluations for governance. That's on the table in NFC, and we're working on that. Identification of network-wide reductions. Lonnie's already been through that. I have already moved, and it's up for discussion, but we need to figure out what we're going to do with it. The elimination of the summer meeting as an austerity measure in the context of governance. So I don't want to forget about that issue. Let me remind all of you that you all passed a motion in Newark, that the LSBs were by June 1st to create and present or be ready to produce to the PNB a strategic development plan, fundraising plan, which related to off-air fundraising. Let me remind you all, and I've been reminding the treasurers and national finance, but let me remind you that needs to be done. I know that KPFT has been working very hard through Wendy's good work on that issue, but don't forget, because this is all part of the long-term recovery plan, all right, which hasn't really come into fruition, but it will, and that will be part of it. Reports from each signal area on financial policies and procedures compliance. We also passed a motion dictating that each treasurer and the finance committees make sure that the staff is in compliance with Pacifica policies and procedures. Because of time limitations, Madam Chair, I'm going to ask that matter be deferred back to NFC for the report, and that NFC evaluate what level of compliance exists at each signal area, since we have to move on. So with the exception of the one motion that I have to hire a new auditor, to change auditors, that's the encapsulation of the report, both executive and general. That's a question for the chair, not me.
I'm sorry, can't.
Yeah,
I thought we agreed to postpone until a public discussion. All decisions
regarding WBI finances until the new directors were seated?
We postponed till public discussion your motion. You didn't make the motion in executive session.
Yes, but that was part of what we agreed on.
So we have one motion on the table, Carolyn. You are you're going to make a motion. And we do have one motion on the table now.
And I think Nia had one, too.
Point of information, are we going to be able to deal with the motion that's on the floor now before we entertain new motions?
Yeah, we're going to deal with all right. So first we're going to deal with this motion, and then we will. I think there are a lot of motions.
Is it time appropriate now to make this motion?
No, we have a motion on the floor, and the motion is Mike's motion to the board that this board vote to change or select a new auditor, and that motion was seconded. That's the motion that's on the floor now.
I thought I'd asked a question.
You did not. He made that motion. You will have your time to make your motion.
Point of information, Madam Chair, is there any plan that any of the motions, they are supposed to all be written, but this was not stated, perhaps,
at this motion, particular it's not
meeting,
that
but
long.
All the motions are supposed to be given to the Secretary in writing. So I just was wondering, is this
so he's writing it? This just came out of a meeting about 40 minutes ago. He'll hand it to you.
No, you mentioned there's a lot of motions, and I
Nia said she had a motion. Carolyn said she had
okay,
a motion.
Okay, and those,
they will write
they
them and
writing.
Hand them to you. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there a discussion on Mike's motion about selecting a different accountant for Pacifica?
Auditor.
Auditor.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
did the Finance Committee, Mike, did they look at the impact of changing the auditors, financial impact, or cost-wise, or how you go about selecting a new person, or any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I think that those are all valid points that we'd have to look at if the PNB gave us authority to do that, and we would look at. I think the staff would have to look at the bid process. I want to say it's an RFP, but I'm sure it's not really an RFP. But I would assume that all of those procedures would have to be followed if we decided to hire a new auditor.
Nicole.
Yeah, I would assume so too. Let's not forget that we'll get the cost savings right away, just in distance. I mean, right now the auditor is in New York. San Francisco Bay Area is a financial center. We also have our financial portfolio manager, who has been your longtime financial portfolio manager there. I'm sure we could get suggestions. So.
All right. Thank you. So is there any further information or discussion? Bob, and then Jack.
Well, I wanted to ask Nia Bediako, as the chair of the audit committee, just what your assessment of this is. I'm not familiar with common practice. I understand that it is common to change auditors every several years. You know, what is the norm? And also, would it make sense to add to this motion to delegate to the audit committee to follow up on the next steps if the motion passes?
Thanks, Bob, for recording the audit committee that respect. And as the chair, I speak on behalf of the audit committee. We do not just handpick an auditor. What happens is that they make their proposals to Lonnie, and the audit committee interviews each auditor, and based on the interview, that's how we decide who becomes the auditor. If you want to say you want to exclude Ross Wisdom, you want to make that explicit, then that's fine. Then I think someone should tell him that he's not allowed to apply. But I don't think that is a Pacifica way. I'm not advocating for Ross Wisdom. I'm just talking about the process and being respectful of the process, is that the names are submitted. I mean, we have members here, and then we interview them, and we decide who the auditor should be. So I don't want anybody to get the impression that maybe I handpick somebody or Evelyn handpicks or Jack handpicks somebody. That's not the way the process works.
Okay, Jack.
Could I get an answer to my first question, which is what's common in the nonprofit world as far as changeover?
As far I can speak personally, since my husband is an auditor for a lot of not for profits, and I know he so from personal experience, he makes his proposals and he's there like everybody else. You know, you pick him or you leave him.
Okay, Jack?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that maybe the motion should be worded to direct the audit committee to interview with an eye aimed toward hiring a new auditor.
I agree with regard to the process that Nia just described, that the motion defer that process to the audit committee.
So do you accept Jack's comments as an amendment to your
Absolutely.
Motion? Okay. So are there any further? I have Doc and I have Margaret.
AICPA standards basically state pretty clearly that, you know, after about 5 years, you really want to look at so that you keep an arm's length relationship with your outside audit. You don't want to stay there for indefinite periods of time. That's the suggestion. It's not anything they mandate.
Right.
Thank you. And Margaret.
Yes, I appeal to the board not to make this any more complicated than it needs to be. This is a staff hire. I'm sure that there are procedures in our national office that has to do with that hire, not bypassing the audit committee. I'm sure that there's a role in which, Nia suggested. But I also wanted to underscore that. And I think that we should just, move forward and take a vote on it. The audit committee has its procedures. The staff, the national office has its procedures. Clearly, there's a relationship and a working relationship between the two. We're all intelligent people here. We all want to move in the right direction. We all don't want to go against any guidelines of this board or any committee of the board. So let's just move forward.
Okay. Last comment, Wendy.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands, of all the relationships, I think the auditor actually does work for the board. They're reporting to the board that everything your staff is doing is in order, or whatever they're auditing. So I think it makes sense to have the finance or the audit committee.
Thank you.
Can I make one more point, please?
Dan?
Come on, everybody. You all think that because you put your hand
I think it's consistent with good board practice for the board to hire and supervise the auditor. That's the practice that I've
seen. Thank you. Thank you.
Dan, Nicole. Can I make one comment?
Nicole?
Yeah, it would really be cost-effective if the national finance staff and operation is located on the West Coast. It's really going to be far more effective and cost-effective to have at least somebody west of the Mississippi, maybe, because it will be cost-effective.
Thank you.
Madam
Nicole.
Chair.
Is absolutely the last comment. Nia.
Well, this is, I wanted to be on the step, but not for this. I was just asked this question. Just as a compromise, what I can entertain, if it's okay, is if people have criteria that they want the audit committee to consider, we'd be more than happy to look at those in terms of geography, dollars, whatever you have. Yeah. But just respect the process that the auditor gets elected via the audit committee.
Thank you. Mike, will you just read your motion one more time, and then I'm going to entertain a
That the PNB retain a new and different auditor pursuant to the policies and procedures that the audit committee chooses to follow regarding the selection of an auditor.
Thank you. And Bonnie?
Madam Chair? Yes. I'm wondering if Mike would consider the point, and I think that Nia agreed to that, about the you had made some suggestion about criteria that the audit committee could consider regional location. I don't think it was in what
I didn't
really Mike just.
That.
He did just say that.
Would you mind repeating
Did you, Mike?
It?
I'm sorry.
I just left
had
it to
you
the
included
audit
committee,
that? Hmm? I just left it to the audit committee. You guys can handle that.
I'm not on the audit committee.
Oh, I thought you were.
I mean, she's heard the discussion. She knows geography is a consideration. Okay. Again, Bonnie.
When we call the question.
Thank you. Okay.
You don't need to call it.
All
just
right.
Move to the vote.
All right.
Discussion is finished.
Discussion is closed. I would like all those people in favor of the motion, Mike's motion, to please raise your hands. Okay, Mary, it's unanimous. It's unanimous.
Is there any objection?
Are there any objections? No, it's unanimous. Oh, I'm sorry. Grace? Okay, there, it was unanimous. Thank you. Mike, anything else?
That's it, Madam Chair. I'm trying to be brief. I hope I didn't take up too. Sorry for being so talkative during executive session.
What about the other items?
Madam Chair, do you think that we should just take a moment to stretch or something? Because everybody's getting a little
wanky. Okay, everybody. Just a minute. The next item on the agenda, it's only 2.5 hours late. Oh, I'm sorry. We have two more motions. We're not ready yet. I'm sorry.
Could we dispense of the motions? Then we could go?
Wait. Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Nia had a motion and Carolyn had a motion. Okay, Nia.
Point of order. I think Carolyn's motion needs to be.
Oh, Carolyn's is first. Okay.
I think Carolyn's motion ought to be dispensed with first.
Okay, all right. Carolyn.
Thank you. I was moving that all decisions regarding WBAI be postponed until the new directors are seated, which I assume will be the very first teleconference meeting after April 23rd when the elections will be redone.
Second.
Okay.
That's out of order.
Do you want to... please motivate it briefly.
Thank you.
Mike? Okay, fine.
I realize we have a problem here in terms of overlapping old and new directors and the people who have been unelected since December or November have been on the board that long, but the newly elected directors have been keeping up, following up, and are ready to integrate. In fact, we're ready to begin work this weekend. So I think it only fitting that they have a say about the future of WBAI and the vote on any issues affecting WBAI listeners and LSB in the future. So I would respectfully request that you defer any decisions on WBAI until the elected directors can take their places. Thank you.
Okay, Mike.
I think in the current posture of what we're doing with WBAI, I don't know that the board has taken any action, unless there's going to be another motion. But the current standing of the WBAI task force and the NFC work on WBAI has been Tony's work on cuts, which is a management staff issue, and then the CFO, along with the general manager's decision to seek a line of credit, again, a management staff decision. Unless the PNB wants to intervene on that decision, right now I don't know that we've taken any formal action on WBAI.
Excuse me, clarification. I wasn't suggesting that you were. I was just making a blanket motion
that
the PNB simply defer. Thank you.
Lisa.
I would first of all like to remind people that WBAI has not elected any new directors. Just there were the interim directors, and there will be new directors elected as of August 23rd, after that meeting happened, which the new, I mean, I'm sorry, April 23rd, please, let's not let this go all over the good lights board and every place else and say I'm trying to take over. April 23rd, at which, when the new directors are elected, they will be seated immediately. But I don't think that if this motion passes, it should not just have WBAI's name on, because this is not an unusual situation in which you have an outgoing board of directors for various stations and you have a new board of directors that you know will be coming in. This should be something that if it were to pass, it just should say every station, and I am against the motion because it's equivalent to saying, well, you have an outgoing board, so therefore they can't vote on anything pertaining to their station while they're there, and I don't think that's fair at all. We always have outgoing boards, and we always have incoming boards from various stations. So it's not fair to just single out WBAI and say they can't do that. Every year we have this situation with the board of directors, an outgoing board and new incoming board coming in. So it would be wrong to do that, and certainly it would be wrong to single out WBAI.
Any more discussion on this particular motion, Jack?
I wonder if we could have, because I actually support the spirit of the motion, but I'm concerned that it may not be legal to deny a seated director a voting right. So I wonder if we could have an opinion from our counsel.
Dan?
Well, I think if you were going to have a motion and have people vote on it, everyone should vote. But I think the spirit of Carolyn's motion is not to have any votes on anything.
Oh, in other words,
not. Oh, I see.
I mean,
so it would be.
Unless I misunderstand.
So any, in other words, the motion is that there will be no motions in this category. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's my understanding.
Okay, Yosh.
No. Yeah.
Yosh.
I hate to be a Cassandra, but what if there is a challenge to the certification on April the 23rd? Just something to consider.
So you mean, what if no one is ever certified from New York?
What if there's a lawsuit which challenges the results of April the 23rd?
I find that a highly unlikely scenario. That was a joke. Okay. Is there... I don't see any more hands. May we just move to a vote on this, please? All those in favor of Carolyn, would you please one more time repeat your motion?
Thank you. And I will write this for Mary, but that all votes on issues affecting WBAI be deferred until the new directors are seated at the first teleconference meeting following April 23rd.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yes.
Sorry,
specifically affecting what?
Okay, you just answered it.
It's specifically affecting WBAI, correct? Okay. So all those in favor of Carolyn's motion, raise your hand. New Yorkers can't vote on it. Carolyn, you cannot vote. Sorry, but...
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, but I'm continuing.
You can't vote on this one. None of the New Yorkers can vote. It's my ruling. You want to challenge the ruling of the chair? Go for it. We could be here till 12. Count. All those in favor of Carolyn's motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All those opposed.
I see 1, 2. No.
So okay.
Six. There are six no.
Okay. So the motion passes.
Yes.
Okay. Nia. And Ambrose, I saw your hand.
Okay. Mike, could you please repeat your motion for me? I'm going to try to make life real simple. Mike.
I'm sorry.
Could you kindly repeat your motion? The one that he just had about
Mike, the audit committee. The
yeah, the financial. What did you just say? You had a motion, but
I'm lost.
I have it here. Something that.
Oh, the comment I made on Carolyn's motion.
Yeah.
You want me to repeat that?
Of 200, whatever
no
it is.
She found it.
Okay. Then, in the spirit of making life simple, I withdraw my motion. That solves every problem.
Okay. Great. And last, Ambrose?
I think I'm foreclosed by the motion that was passed here. I had a motion to provide some funds for the BAI, but I'm precluded by this vote from doing it.
Okay. Thank you, Ambrose. So I think that... We have completed, and we're only 3 hours late, so that's great. We're going to take a five-minute stretch and come back for the affiliates reports from Lori and Afia. Yes? Okay, but we're still going to take a break. Come back. You're going to address us because people are... Not in tight. We're going to take a short break to stretch.